live. Welcome to Pulse of the Caribbean podcast. I'm Keisha, inviting you to join me here as we showcase the finest of the Caribbean. I am a Caribbean woman excited to share the Caribbean with you. Join us on the Pulse of the Caribbean podcast as we shine the limelight on spectacular destinations, notable events, and exceptional Caribbean people making positive impacts around the world. Welcome to Pulse of the Caribbean Podcast. I'm Keisha. On today's Pulse of the Caribbean Podcast, I'll be helping you learn, plan, and prepare for a Caribbean cruise. Planning a Caribbean cruise can be an exciting adventure. It starts with a budget, destination, cruise line, room selections, and much more. So let's get started. Start with making a budget. Before embarking on your cruise, create a budget. Consider expenses such as cruise fare, excursions, onboard activities, and any additional costs you might incur during your trip. The cost for a cruise can range widely. For example, it can be as low as $550 for two adults. Factors affecting the costs include the itinerary, ship, cruise length, number of passengers, and the time of year. According to NerdWallet, the average base cost for a 7-night Caribbean cruise on a mainstream cruise line in April is approximately $635 per person, excluding taxes and port fees. However, this price can vary depending on the time of year and other factors. Keep in mind that these prices are subject to availability and change without notice. It's always best to check directly with the cruise line for the most accurate and up-to-date pricing. Pick the destination. The Caribbean offers a variety of stunning destinations. Well-known routes are popular among first-timers. Research different islands, their attractions, and choose the one that resonates with your interests. There are four options for cruising the Caribbean. They are the Eastern Caribbean, Western Caribbean, Southern Caribbean, and yes, Mexico and Cancun are also included in the itinerary for Caribbean cruises. Next, choose the cruise line. Select a cruise line that aligns with your preferences. Consider factors like ship amenities, onboard entertainment, dining options, and overall vibe. Here are some popular Caribbean lines that offer unforgettable experiences. Disney Cruise Line. Disney ships sail to various Caribbean ports, including Barbados, Jamaica, and St. Lucia. Most Disney Caribbean cruises make a stop at Castaway Key. The cruise line, private island in the Bahamas. Castaway Key boasts less congested beaches, character greetings, water slides, and prime snorkeling. Celebrity Cruises. Celebrity offers diverse Caribbean itineraries, making it a favorite among cruisers. Sail to spots like the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Cayman Islands, and St. Lucia. Exciting shore excursions range from swimming with stingrays to rum-tasting adventures. Virgin Voyages. Virgin Voyages caters to adults with its well-designed, adult-only cruise line. Ships feature upscale dining, wellness activities, and plenty of live entertainment. Caribbean itineraries include stops in San Juan, Puerto Rico, St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Cozumel, Mexico. Virgin also boasts a private beach in Bimini, Bahamas. Royal Caribbean International, known for adventure-packed ships, Royal Caribbean offers Caribbean cruises with thrilling onboard activities. Explore destinations like Aruba, Curacao, and St. Kitts while enjoying amenities like rock climbing and zip lining aboard the ship. Carnival Cruise Line. Carnival is affordable and flexible, making it a great choice for cruisers. Their Caribbean itineraries cover a wide range of destinations, from the Bahamas to the Eastern Caribbean. Holland American Line. Holland America offers a variety of onboard amenities and activities. Explore the Caribbean islands while enjoying elegant dining, live music, and cultural enrichment programs. Norwegian Cruise Line. Norwegian Caribbean cruises are packed with adventure. Enjoy parasailing, swim with dolphins, and explore vibrant coral reefs in destinations like Belize and Honduras. Princess Cruises. Princess caters to all kinds of cruisers, from families to couples. Their Caribbean itineraries include popular ports of call such as St. Thomas, Antigua, and St. Kitts. Remember to choose a cruise line that aligns with your preferences, including destinations, number of days, whether you seek family-friendly fun, luxury, or exciting adventures. On to selecting the room type. Cruise ships offer various room categories, from interior cabins to suites with balconies. Decide what suits your comfort level and budget. Let's explore the most common ones. Inside cabins. These are the entry-level cruise rooms, located along the interior hallways of the ship. They don't have windows or portholes. Inside cabins are usually the most affordable option. Outside cabins, ocean view. These cabins have windows or portholes, allowing you to enjoy the views of the ocean or ports. They offer natural light and are a step up from inside cabins in terms of comfort. Balcony or verandas. Balcony cabins come with a private balcony where you can relax and enjoy the fresh sea breeze. They typically have a larger floor space than the inside and outside cabins. Suites. Suites are premium grade cabins with more amenities. They are larger than balcony staterooms and often include features like a full-size bathtub, larger shower, bigger closets, and a private balcony. Suites may also come with coffee makers, premium sound systems, and complimentary butler service. Loft suites, duplex suites. These are available on some of the world's largest passenger ships, such as Royal Caribbean's Oasis class and Quantum class. Loft suites are duplex suites spread across two levels. Grand suites. Grand suites feature twin beds that can be joined to form a king bed. They include a double sofa bed, a large private balcony, a sitting area with armchairs, a coffee table, a desk, a dressing area with a vanity, a walk-in closet, a safe box, a TV, a phone, refrigerator, mini bar, and private bath with a whirlpool tub and shower. Captain suites are the larger suites as well. Captain suites have separate bedrooms with 220 square feet and a living area 290 square feet. They include upper bedroom levels, a sofa bed, a private bathroom with a whirlpool, hot tub, and glass shower, a safe, a TV, a phone, a mini bar, and bathrobes. A balcony with a table and chairs completes the suite. French balcony cabins. These cabins have floor-to-ceiling windows or sliding glass doors that open to a railing, similar to a balcony. While not true balconies, they provide a sense of openness and views. Single or studio cabins are designed for solo travelers. These cabins are smaller and more affordable. They cater to those who prefer their own space without paying for double occupancy cabins. Guarantee cabins. These cabins are booked without specifying a specific room number. The cruise line assigns a cabin with a certain category, often at a discounted rate. Accessible cabins. These cabins are designed for passengers with mobility challenges. They have wider doorways, accessible bathrooms, and other features to accommodate special needs. Feel free, if you'd like more information about any specific type of cabin, contact the cruise lines to explore the options. Seasickness considerations. If you're prone to motion and seasickness, choose a midship cabin on a lower deck. Balcony cabins allow fresh air and natural light, which can help alleviate motion discomfort. Family and group needs. Larger groups should consider connecting cabins or suites. Some cabins accommodate more guests with pull-down bunk beds. Look for family-friendly layouts. Special needs. Once again, if you have mobility issues, choose accessible cabins with wider doors and roll-in showers. Consider proximity to elevators and amenities. Each cruise ship has unique cabin layouts and features. Here are some essential tips now to help you get ready and know what to expect once you're on board. Cashless convenience. Upon checking in, you'll receive a room key that doubles as a credit card. Use it to unlock your cabin and charge items to your shipboard account. No need for cash on board. Everything is linked to your room key. Making embarkation stress-free. Pack a day bag for embarkation. That's when you're gonna be part from the port. Your luggage may take a few hours to reach your cabin. Pack a day bag with essentials like swimwear, medication, and valuables. Enjoy the ship while waiting for your bags to arrive. Learn about the ship layout. Cruise ships are like floating cities. Familiarize yourself with onboard amenities, dining venues, and entertainment options. And be sure to attend the ship orientation to get acquainted with the layout. Keep your room key or fob with you. Your room key or fob serves as your identification and access to various ship areas. Always carry it with you. Consider downloading cruise line apps. Check if your cruise line has an app and download it before your trip. Use the app for check-in, onboard activities, and communication. Pack smart. Bring essentials like sunscreen, swimwear, comfortable shoes, formal attire, formal shoes if needed. And don't forget travel insurance, medication, and necessary documents. What about food and drinks? Cruises provide a variety of dining options. Some meals are included, while specialty restaurants may have an additional charge. Most cruises offer various dining venues, from buffets to specialty restaurants. Check dining times and make reservations if needed. Explore the culinary offerings and savor the flavors of the Caribbean. Formal nights on a cruise add a touch of elegance and create a special atmosphere. Here's what you need to know. So, what is a cruise formal night like? Formal night is an evening when the dress code shifts from casual to more elegant. It's a chance for passengers to put on their best attire and enjoy a memorable evening out. Picture people around the ship dressed up, having drinks, taking formal pictures, and enjoying dinner and a show. Think of it as a special event, a sophisticated date night on the ship. Do I have to dress up? Absolutely not. However, check with your crew on dress codes. Some passengers may choose to be very formal and wear a tuxedo and formal evening gown. But you don't have to. Men can feel comfortable in a suit or dress pants with a dress shirt. Ladies can opt for evening gown, cocktail dress, pantsuit, or the classic little black dress. If you choose not to dress up, consider dining outside of the main dining room or higher-end specialty restaurants. These options often request nicer dressing during formal nights. And how many formal nights are there during a cruise? The number of formal nights vary based on the length of your cruise. A week-long cruise typically has two formal nights, around day 2 and day 5. Shorter cruises usually have one formal night, while very short cruises might not have any. Remember, formal night is about creating special memories, whether you go all out or keep it casual. Enjoy the elegance. In addition to dining, cruise ships offer a plethora of activities, from live shows to fitness classes. Participating in the fun and making the most of your cruise experience is essential. Take part in onboard activities. Visit the onboard spa. And if you do so, there may be additional charges. Shore excursions are the highlight of any cruise. Research and book activities in advance. Popular ones fill up quickly. Consider guided tours, water activities, or cultural experiences, whether it's snorkeling, exploring historical sites, or simply relaxing on a beach. Plan your adventure. Avoid rookie mistakes. Never skip destination research. Cruise line excursions cover popular sites, but you might miss out on unique experiences. Read reviews from other travelers to get insights beyond marketing descriptions. Pay attention to the fine print, including tour duration, physical activity level, and inclusions. Check all the details. Understand the excursion's duration, stops, and exploration methods. Some bus tours only pass by attractions without stopping. Look for notes on free time or included meals. Have small bills on hand for gratuities. Bargaining at local stands and markets. If you're shopping, negotiate prices at local markets. Be respectful and enjoy cultural exchange. Stay hydrated. The Caribbean sun can be intense. Carry a refillable water bottle and stay hydrated. Some cruise ships provide water stations throughout the ship. Also, sunscreen savvy. Pack organic and natural sunscreen to protect yourself and the coral reefs. Here are some common mistakes to avoid when planning a cruise. Always book your flight to arrive at the port city a day before your cruise. Flight delays or cancellations can cause you to miss embarkation. For your return, book a flight on the same day as disembarkation, but not too early. Disembarkation can be lengthy and airports may be far from the port. Not having a valid passport. Check your passport's expiration date. It should be valid for 3 to 6 months after your trip. Proper documentation is crucial to avoid mishaps during your cruise. Cruise prices fluctuate based on demand. Prices may drop after booking. Use tracking tools to watch for price adjustments before final payment. The ideal time for booking a cruise depends on various factors, but here are some guidelines that can help you plan. For popular cruises and preferred cabin categories, booking 6 to 12 months in advance is advisable. If you're eyeing a cruise during peak travel times or for a highly sought-after itinerary, start planning even earlier, up to a year or more in advance. Now, there are also last-minute bookings. While you can book a cruise at the last minute, it's not always advisable. Last-minute deals might be available, but cabin choices will be limited, especially for popular sailing. Choosing between Eastern, Western, and Southern Caribbean cruise routes depends on your preferences and what you're looking for in your vacation. Let's explore the difference to help you decide. Eastern Caribbean. Embarkation, you can start your cruise from Florida, Puerto Rico, or various East Seaboard ports such as Boston, Manhattan, Brooklyn, New Jersey, Baltimore, Maryland, and Charleston, South Carolina. Western Caribbean, embarkation, most ships depart from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Port Canaveral, Tampa, New Orleans, Galveston, or Houston. Southern Caribbean embarkation, most cruises sail from Barbados, St. Martin, or Puerto Rico. Be sure to check the itinerary for the cruise line and ship you select, and read reviews to explore the best fit for your Caribbean cruise. Happy sailing! Thank you for joining us on Pulse of the Caribbean podcast, where we shine the limelight on spectacular destinations, notable events, and exceptional Caribbean people making positive impacts around the world. We are One Caribbean. Spread peace and love. And if there is one thing you can do, be kind and never look down on someone unless you're helping them up. Pulse of the Caribbean podcast is a production of pulseofthecaribbean.com. I am the Pulse of the Caribbean, and so are you. Connect, network, and engage with us regularly. I am a Caribbean woman excited to share the Caribbean with you. Experience the essence of the Caribbean right here with us. Be sure to follow and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite streaming platform. Visit our website, pulseofthecaribbean.com, to read interesting articles, and visit our travel page to connect with tourism sites in the region. Check us out and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and tell your family and friends about Pulse of the Caribbean podcast and pulseofthecaribbean.com. Until next time, may God bless you. One Caribbean, one love.